Welcome to Shom Achshava on the Daf. Shir sponsor Loinish Masar Biakasholim and Leah Pasitzchok. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Gimel. In the end of Amud Beis, the Gemara begins a psugyo of Ese Doiche Lois Ese, which means when I have a mitzvah Ese, a do, and I have a mitzvah Lois Ese, a don't, the do overcomes the don't. The Ese is Doiche Lois Ese. One question that many of the Achorim discuss is how do we understand that an Ese is a Doiche Lois Ese? We know that the punishment of someone who transgresses a lois ase is similarly greater than someone who does not do an ase. The Gemara in the end of Yuma says, someone doesn't do an ase, does tshuva, so right away gets mechila. On a lois ase, it's a little bigger punishment. We know in Beis Din, when a person is oyver and alav on a lois ase, he gets malchus, he gets lashes. When he's not oyver and ase, we don't have this punishment. So what's pshat that the Ese is doiche lois ase? So one answer is brought down in the Shlomo Maseches Yomo, where he says Ese performs so much. Ese is what makes an Adam so great. That's a praklit echo the Adam has to protect him, for him to achieve something in the world to come. And because it's so great, that's why the punishment doesn't belong to this world. It's beyond the world. That's what he says. It's similar to Olam Haba. I can't even speak about Olam Haba because it's so profound, something which is beyond the world. So also the punishment of Ese in this world is too great to speak about it. Really, the punishment of Ese is greater than Lois Ese. The reason the Gemara doesn't mention it is because in this world we don't really see it because it's so great. So this is one answer, maybe a more Kabbalistic, but there's a simpler answer based on the basic understanding of why Ese is doich Lois Ese. And this explanation is already brought down, starts with the Ramban in Chumash, in Aseres Adibris. He speaks, what's the idea that Ese is Doiche Lois Ese? So he explains the Ramban, there's two parts of Avodas Hashem. One part is the Avo of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Person loves Hashem, and he wants to do good by HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of the Avo, the love that he feels towards Hashem. And then there's a part of Yiras Shamayim. Person is Yare, he is scared, he's in awe. He doesn't want to go and upset Chas Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something against the will of Hashem. Says the Ramban that mitzvah sase comes from avo. You do, you perform, you accomplish, you want to do Rotzat Hashem. Loi sase, not to transgress, not to do something wrong, that goes for Yira. I'm afraid to do anything wrong in front of his eyes. The shayrish of ese is avo, the shayrish of loi sase is Yira. And this is explained more with the Maharal. The Maharal in a few places says that Ese means that a person is progressing. He's taking a step forward to accomplish more in the mitzvahs. He's doing. Every mitzvah Ese a person does, he's taking a step forward and getting closer to what he needs to accomplish. Lois Ese, by keeping Lois Ese, a person doesn't go forward, says the Maharal. He just prevents himself falling back. Prevents himself from going towards the other direction, stepping backwards. With this, the Maharal explains a few things. One of the famous points the Maharal says in the Gurayan and Parshat Vayeshev, he explains what's the reason that the Avos HaGdoshim, we find, on one hand it says that they kept the Torah, and on the other hand we see that there's many things they did. They're not like the Torah. Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. Says the Maharal, the Avos HaGdoshim kept only mitzvahs Ese, not mitzvahs lois ase. Why? Because they did not have a tzivui. They didn't get the Torah. So for them, not keeping lois ase, that doesn't make them fall back. So for them, they didn't have to keep the lois ase. But ese is how a person steps forward. Even without being ordered, a person can always step forward and progress and take another stage in his life. He brings another example to this, that women that are not obligated to do mitzvahs ase, if they want to, they can do it. But in a lois ase, if a woman decides to keep a lois ase, she's not obligated. For example, a wife of a kohen decides not to be metamet to mace because she's a kohenes, she gets no reward for that. And the Maharal somewhere else explains that a baby who's born, he already has some olam haba. The more mitzvah ase that he does, the more his olam haba increases. If he doesn't keep the lois ase, he loses part of the olam haba. So lois ase as a prevention, don't go backwards. Ese is a step forward. That's what Ramban means. When you keep Ese, that comes from Avo. You want to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You love Hashem. Lois Ese is the fear. You don't want to fall back. This comes from Avo, this comes from Yiro. That's why Esther is doich loitza seh, because the Ava is greater than the Yira. And with this, we come back to answer the first question. The Chornim asks, but the punishment of loitza seh is greater than the punishment of Esther. So says, with Itzik Isaac Hover. Of course, the punishment of loitza seh is greater than the punishment of Esther. Because by loitza seh, you fell back, so you get a bigger punishment. But when you didn't do an Esther, you just didn't move forward. So that's why the punishment is greater. The Chiddush of our Gemara is not the punishment compared to the punishment. The Chiddush of our Gemara is when a person has a choice to move forward with the Esther or to go backwards to the loitza seh, what's greater? Here we're saying the reward, the schar, the avoida of Ava always overcomes the avoida of Yiro. The stepping forward is greater than the stepping back. That's the Chiddush of HaGemara. That's what it means. Esse doiche lois ase. Anyone wants to join the Shon Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shonmachshava@gmail.com.